Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again as we get together to do what we do. Thanks for being here. All right, this is for real. Connecticut fines two residents for breaking the coronavirus travel advisory. Fines for traveling, coming into the state, good or bad. There's virtually no virus in the state of Connecticut. There's a half a hundred people, 50 people or so in the hospital with the virus. It has died here. And it's been that way for a while. So what's all this strictness about? In my opinion, the strictness is about the desire, same thing I've been saying for months, the desire to keep this going for as long as possible, the importance of having a crisis in place. When Ned plans on having Joe Biden winning the election and taking over, and then I'm sure Democrats have been promised that they will get trillions of dollars to bail out their non-COVID and COVID both, to bail out both of their malfeasance, pre-COVID and during COVID and post-COVID. They're going to get a free ride. I see us as a free ride nation. Moving forward, I think that's the Democrats' plan for America and what they want to do with their victory that they assume they're going to get. Now, that's a separate conversation about whether they're going to get their victory, but they're planning on a victory, and they're planning on a bailout of the states because this is what Democrats do. Nothing should be paid for. And this is, you see in Washington right now, the fight over $600 a month. And the $3 trillion that the Democrats want instead of the $1 to $1.5 trillion, whatever it is the president's pushing, the Republicans are pushing. All of this is based on that the federal government should be paying for everything. Where did that come from? Both parties love to talk about the Constitution. Where in the Constitution does it say that the federal government should pay for when you need a pack of gum? And I hate to tell you, I see this as being in the same scheme.
If I were Eversource, I'd go beyond the call of duty when it comes to how we can try and make good for the people who have been hit hard on this. That would be refunds. That would be helping out with people who have had spoiled food and the such. As regards...
I don't believe the government should be state, local. Well, I guess if your town wants to buy you new food, they can do it. But why is it the government's responsibility to bail out the people who didn't go buy ice or who didn't have a backup generator or who just had bad luck and had just stocked up the freezer or the fridge? We're turning into this nation. It's back to that thing about the frog in the hot water. They heat it up a little bit each day and the frog doesn't know he's being cooked. We seem not to understand we're being cooked, that big government is the biggest evil there is on the planet. There is nothing more dangerous than government. That's the premise upon which America was founded. There's nothing more dangerous than government. I want to get rid of all of it. I would rather have what they call anarchy, but it's not really anarchy. It's just let's figure out a way to do it. With as soon as you figure out this method where you create an entity that gets guaranteed permanent income that will go up every year, when you combine that, the power to tax with providing services and then votes, the whole thing is a tragedy. The money being squandered by these people and the power they take away from us and us going along with it.
If I were EverSource, I'd go beyond the call of duty when it comes to how we can try and make good for the people who have been hit hard on this.
Now, Jolly Ned, the guy who controls EverSource and controls electricity in the state, is mad at EverSource for doing what it was told. And now he wants Pura, the agency that all his friends are on, because he controls the appointments. So he points his friends to Pura, the agency that controls, on his behalf, the power companies. He wants them to investigate what he and Pura did wrong to cause this crisis over the past week. And now he's threatening, as if he doesn't even know these people. He's threatening them. Well, I have some advice. Oh, he just loves us so much. Don't you see? It's all a game. It's all just a game. They're just gaming us every single day. George in Canton, hello.
Greetings, Todd.
What happened? Nobody pulled your string on cue.
I just wanted to be first in line. I don't know what to say. Todd, listen, two very important things. First of all, shame on Thomas Gilmer in Guilford. I don't know whether he's guilty or not of what has caused him to drop out of this race. But as I understand, he is the front runner, Republican. People have already sent in absentee votes for him, haven't they?
Well, I would expect so.
Yeah. What's going to happen? What would happen if, Joe Biden keeled over from COVID-19 before he was elected president and all of these advance votes have come in? What are the Democrats going to do? I mean, how are they going to handle this?
Well, which part are you talking about? The advance vote? Are you on the Biden story or the combination? Because this is a problem. You know, there's a practical thing about what you're suggesting, but there's also what is an election? If I'm voting on November 3rd and other people are voting 2 months before or 6 weeks before, is that an election? Are we voting on the same things?
No. And not only just the natural causes of a person who could expire before election, but this was behavioral. This guy's dropped out of the race. People have voted for him. What if he won? But these people don't get a second vote. They can't get as Hillary Clinton would say, a reset. So there's the example of the flawed nature. Now, one other thing, and Todd, this is brutally honest. Look. I just went online. I've always been curious about the swarm phenomenon of flocks of birds or schools of fish. And I read about it, and they're studying how these things happen so incredibly instantaneously. And my comparison is to the people in the news media, in quotes, the people who read the news in the on television, they don't have two functioning brain cells to critically think about what they are reading to the public. They are in a swarm being told what to say, what to read, and if any one of them were to think about it on their own, they'd lose their job. I listened to
that. All right, George. Yeah, go ahead. Finish up.
Well, Dr. Simone Gold was on last night. She's the hydroxychloroquine doctor that was banned on Twitter or whatever she was banned. And this whole nature of people doing what they're told without thinking about it and then banning people who have thought about it and are just discount it. These people are committing, if not, well, I think they're committing crimes. These people are
guilty. Well, certainly There is a big dismantling of our society going on. The news media is a big part of it. Thank you, George. The politicians like Jolly Ned are a big part of it. Anything for power. But certainly TV's just been degraded. TV news is, you know, they make maybe a fraction of what they made a few years ago. They have interns writing the news. They just read it. The least important thing for television news, especially local, is what the content is. It's all about the flash and the outfits and all that. 860-522-9842. I just want to mention that George started off talking about a scandal, or a Republican candidate for Congress in the 2nd District, a guy named Tom Gilmer, says he is dropping out of the race following his arrest yesterday. He lives in Madison. He was arrested by Wethersfield police last night and charged on a warrant with first-degree unlawful restraint and second-degree strangulation and posted a $5,000 bond. He was running for Congress as a Republican. He's the front-runner for the vote. So it remains to be seen what will happen next. But the interesting part of the story is more complex, and that is that this story has been going around, apparently, for a few weeks. And there's a video, supposedly, of him doing illegal things to his girlfriend. And we don't know whether any of this is true or not, but for some reason it came out yesterday, the day before the election. And there's lots of innuendo and a lot of people's names being thrown around. I just want to avoid it as much as we can because I don't see anything. There's no there yet. There may be some there, but somebody's got to investigate it. What we do know is simply that something is alleged to have happened, and people in Republican circles have known about it for some time, and it's just coming out now. It's a weird situation, but that's what he was talking about. Okay. 860-522-9842. Next up, Jay in Wallingford. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Todd. How you doing? Todd, there was a letter sent to the Biden campaign by the African-American leader.
The arm-twisting letter, you had better appoint a black woman vice presidential candidate or else you won't win.
Right. So my point is, when is the African-American voter going to realize they are being used as political pawns? After 50 years of loyalty to the Democratic Party, they are no further ahead than they were at day one.
All right, I'm not picking on you. I'm really glad you made this point, Jay. But let's turn this interrogation away from blacks, black
right.
voters,
right.
and let's turn it to the people who fall for Jolly Ned, pointing a finger at the electric company.
Yeah, okay.
Let's point it at the people who say, oh, we can fix the police department. Let's appoint a commission.
Okay.
And the commission will oversee the police department. In other words, we all get gamed in the same way, and we all pick our favorite thing to point a finger at and say, look at how dumb those people are for falling for this. But this is politics. They are insidious people, the people who hold higher office, and this is what they do. They trick us, they play us, they toy with us, and the same cheap tricks keep working every year.
Todd, it's hard to feel sorry for these people. All they do is complain, 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 but they don't change their vote.
Well, the same is true of us. That's my point, Jay. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. More coming up on WTIC. So, Jay's comment, that's a good comment. He's right. Black voters maybe should have realized that life doesn't get better under Democrats. It gets worse. Okay, but how about the rest of us? Why don't we realize we're getting toyed with in the most childish ways? It's like you're on a street corner and somebody's doing that trick with the shells. And you keep going back thinking you're going to beat them. How many times do you have to lose before you realize? These guys are just toying with us because they get to steal so much money, not to put it in their own pockets, not literally, but to put it in the pockets of friends, to move power around in ways that benefit them so they can hold power longer, so they can run for higher office, so their friends can have good jobs, so they can be toasted when they go into restaurants. Why do we keep falling for this? Why do we have instincts that say government is good? I'm really on a thing where government, I don't understand why we have it at all. Can please tell me what government does that you think is essential? Can we do that today? Make a list. What is it essential that government does that can't be done through any other mechanism? That it's worth having a tragic government like the government of the state of Connecticut that's wasted hundreds of billions of dollars just to rig elections? And you can look right there and see it, line items, how they do it. Jack in Glastonbury, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Listen, I went to vote today, and I noticed an irregularity in the ballot, okay? This is the Republican ballot. Can you hear me?
Yep.
And what I noticed was an asterisk next to one of the candidates, and so I looked all over on the ballot for what this asterisk meant. You know, normally they have another... No, I couldn't find it, you know. And
what was this office, though?
This was
Jack.
For Congress.
What was
this was, I think her name is Mary Kay. It says Mary Kay asterisk, okay? And so I asked the people there, and they said, oh, yeah, that means that she was endorsed by the Republican Party in the state, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. Apparently Denise Merrill doesn't want me to know that this woman was endorsed by the Republican Party, even though it's because there was another person on that line, you know. And so I thought, you know, she's been claiming how great she is at working out all this election stuff. How could she miss something so obvious as that, unless it was intentional, so that, you know, people who are Republicans, since she's a Democrat, she doesn't want us to know who the picked candidate was.
But were there other races that had similar asteri?
No, that was the only one that had an asterisk. There was Donald Trump for president, and there was another guy that was running against him. But I don't think the Republican Party endorsed either one of those, okay?
That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, why can they make a mistake? I mean, they deliberately printed that asterisk on the ballot, but why didn't they identify it? You know, who's running the ship?
Well, you know, people do mess things up all the time, and there's no reason why the Secretary of the State or the clerk's office or whoever is giving guidance on those things can't mess them up. Thank you for that, Jack. That's interesting. I'm going to look into that further. 860-522-9842. Is America in a new Cold War with China? Stealing our technology, spying on our devices, helping our enemies like North Korea, taking over Hong Kong. Now President Trump is fighting back. He is. But is it enough? Sean Spicer wonders if Trump can really stop China. Tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern, watch Sean Spicer's new show, Spicer & Company, as he tackles the tough questions and finds out the shocking answers about China. See Spicer & Company on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV for the real story and to see great shows with Greg Kelly, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Alan Dershowitz, and much more. You can find Newsmax. You can watch it now on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Sling, Fubo, Cox 1068 or 68, Xfinity 1115, Optimum 102, and Orbi 308. Check your cable guide. And don't forget to download the brand new Newsmax free app on your smartphone. With the Newsmax app, you can watch anytime, anytime you like. You can turn on Newsmax TV, watch it on your own device. Newsmax TV is real news for real people. Stay with us. We're going to get a news update and then continue the conversation on WTIC. Yeah, WTIC. I've got a lot on my mind, so I'm just throwing it all out there. I know I'm a little scrambled. I do want to hear about your storm stories. I want to hear from anybody who still does not have electricity. I haven't looked at the list to see what communities are still without, but please be in touch on that, okay? And anything else that's popped into your mind about this whole energy thing? The big scam, I think, that we need to stay focused on right now is that this is the responsibility, whatever goes on with utilities, and the failure of utilities is a chance for us to reflect once again on how Democrats are always telling us, and Republicans do this too, that government is the best protector of our needs. And what gets proven over and over again is wherever there is government, there is tragedy in terms of our needs, in terms of people's needs. They say they're being compassionate simply by stepping in. I say when government steps in, it's the opposite of compassion. It's hateful. It's automatically hateful. For them to give somebody money, they've got to take it away from you. That strikes me as hateful. I want a world without government. I'm ready to go 100%. Now, there may be things, there may be one or two things that we actually need government for. I'm not sure what, but I know there must be a few things. And then the question is, how do you create a government that will just do those few things? And this tragedy of billions and billions of dollars a year, 20 plus billion dollars a year being spent in Connecticut to do what? What exactly constructive is created outside of the debt that is constructive for the Democrats because they use that debt to buy votes? And when Ned says this, this is something else you have to watch out for. When Ned says this, because Jay called and said, what about the black voters who get fooled all the time? That life is going to get better. Well, how about us? When Ned says this, people fall for it. That's why he says it.
If I were Eversource, I'd go beyond the call of duty when it comes to how we can try and make good for the people who have been hit hard on this. That would be refunds. That would be helping out with people who have had spoiled food and the such.
But the trick here is, right, he's suggesting something patently inappropriate, that it should be the responsibility of a purveyor of electricity to be held liable for the fact that when the electricity failed, which it must do every so often, that it's their responsibility to provide you with some compensation for the sweat that you sweated because you were hot, or the food that went bad because your refrigerator couldn't keep it cold. Now, I know this is tempting to fall into, but what Ned is doing here is he's putting himself in a white mask. I'm the good guy who cares about the people, and he's putting Eversource in the black mask. They're the bad guys. But the reason he's doing that is because he is responsible for oversight of Eversource. Eversource is owned and operated by the Democrats who love big government and love the regulation of utilities. They have PURA. Ned appoints all the board members of PURA, and PURA oversees the practice of electricity. I heard Pastor Will talking about this morning. He and I differ on this, which is great. The more different opinions, the better. But I heard him make my point. He said, look at this company, and they're controlled by the government, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, that's it. So why is it Eversource's fault? I don't get that. So if you're with Will on this, let me know how you do the math. 860-522-9842. Okay, sorry to go on so long. Pete calling from Middletown. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Todd. How you doing? I just got my
rocking and rolling, baby.
I got my power back on at 8:20 this morning.
8:20 this morning.
8:20 this morning, and I had lost it during Irene in 2011 and the freak snowstorm, I believe it was 2013. Both times then for, I believe it was between 5 and 7 days. And this time it was, what, from Tuesday of last week to this morning. And as far as PURA goes, they're useless. And Neversource is useless. And I didn't think there'd be a governor worse than Malloy, but I was wrong.
Well, they invent new ways to be bad. They do. So what did you do to adjust? Did you come up with any schemes to figure out a way to preserve things longer? Or
yeah, the first couple of days I got bags of ice for the first 2 days. Then I was able to go to a family member and put a few things there. I picked them up this morning. And if you know, and then I went there also to cool, to stay cool, because you know I'm up in my 60s, and also the people that live in the building I'm in, they're in their 70s, and we were the only two streets without the power. 22 customers, everybody around us had power, and it was just one wire that was down. And I can't understand why they couldn't have just fixed this on the next day.
All right, so what are you going to do, Pete, for next time?
I'm thinking of asking the tenants here and the neighbors to sign a petition, and I don't know what good that would do, but...
Well, it would do as much good as all the stuff they've done over the last 10 years has done.
Exactly. So it's like I said, Pure is useless, and NeverSource, I call them NeverSource.
I like NeverSource. It's a great name.
NeverSource. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? You got to laugh and roll with the go with the flow, I guess.
There you go. And maybe prepare for next time. Let's throw that question out there as well. 860-522-9842. How will you be different the next? Well, does anybody think there's not going to be a next time? Does anyone think this will not happen again? Carol, you're next on WTIC. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you? Listen, I just voted in the Republican primary in the town of Sprague, Connecticut, and Donald Trump and a couple people were on one side, and then also you were to vote for a congressman. There were two people running, and there was an asterisk next to one of the names. It was a different name than the previous caller. And so I looked on the back of the form for the explanation of the asterisk, and there was none, so I went up and asked. And I was told that was the endorsed candidate by the Republicans.
So the same story, but you're in a different congressional district.
Correct.
Okay.
Well,
there you go. Well, how can it go that they don't put the definition for the asterisk down? Well,
exactly.
Because this is human, and humans mess up things quite frequently,
yeah,
and it's government, which messes up everything.
But
they mess up everything.
Congressional districts?
Well, it could be that there's some kind of standard form, and maybe they left off the sentence that's supposed to explain the asterisk. It is an influential thing in a contested race, because
exactly.
If you're looking at three names and you don't know any of them, they're each Republicans running for a nomination, then the
right.
one with the asterisk is going to look better, isn't it?
Well, I would think so.
But look, this is how things work. We have to understand there is no excellence in our society anymore. And maybe there never was in elections, because elections were always done on a local basis, always done with volunteers, always done as sort of a folksy thing. You know, you go, you vote. Maybe it's your neighbor sitting there asking you for your address. It's very low key. And that's always been fine for us, because most elections in history have not been close. It's been easy to figure out the winner, and they haven't had to count absentee ballots, and they haven't had to worry about those provisional ballots for people who maybe they're allowed to vote or maybe they're not, or the ones from overseas, even from the military. So it's been easy, but now we're a pretty split country, and stuff gets messed up a lot, and every vote matters these days, Carol.
Yep, and I'm very worried about how they're going to count all these ballots in the November election. I think it's going to be it's going to be a contested race anyway, no matter who it looks like it's winning. But because they're not going to count some of these ballots for weeks, and then you know we're going to hear the stories about a batch of ballots was found at the post office and another batch was found here and there, it's going to be a freaking mess.
Yep. I think it probably will be a mess. You know, you never want to change things when you're in the middle of them being used, right? If you need a new engine in your car, you wait till you're going to have a month where you don't need to go anywhere, at least a week. But you don't do it while you're on the road trip. We're on the road trip. But Democrats are so desperate to have early voting become a permanent thing, because then they can really rig elections in a freewheeling way that they will celebrate big time. Thank you, Carol, for the call. 860-522-9842. And let's go to Dennis in East Hampton. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how you doing? Hey,
what's going on?
We're back finally after a week, but I was all set with the generator. But
when did it come back on?
I haven't. It came back on last night. And I was thinking more on the lines that The fault of all the power lines being down is not so much the power company, but the customers that have these huge dead trees hanging over the power lines. And if I were the power mm-hmm. company, I'd tell the customer that owned that property to remove the tree because it's jeopardizing the power for the whole neighborhood. And that any
I think that's a very common thing. But doesn't EverSource drive around? I thought I've seen this happen. With tree crews who just have things where they can snap off a branch that looks precarious or whatever.
They're only permitted to go on the same side of the street as the power lines, but a lot of these trees are from the other side of the road, hanging over the road, and they are not permitted to do that. And I think that if the power company held the property owners liable for the damages, I think we'd see a lot less of this. I drive in a lot of states, and I've seen states where there's no trees within range power lines. In other words, they'll cut back 40 feet from the power lines, 20 feet on each side, and no tree taller than the power lines are there.
Well, you wouldn't want EverSource. There would be outrage if EverSource. Thank you, Dennis, for the call. If they were driving around cutting down too much, people would be appropriately outraged too. And there's got to be a balance struck between now, where the state's just too vulnerable, and because trees are a great natural resource, tourism is a big thing. People want to live here because it's beautiful. There, you know, all that, it's all good. You just have to do the maintenance. And all of this, it seems to me, points back to the government, which should be making decisions about what's the right policy for tree removal, how to get the branches pruned the way they should be pruned, how to be ready for the next storm. And I want to hear about how all these workers are deployed and how this whole sharing system works for workers from other states. There is somewhere a solution that's probably fairly obvious. And the reason I say fairly obvious is because Ned won't tell us anything about what's actually going on here. What did go wrong? Where was the breakdown? Instead, he's skipping. You notice that he's doing this. He's not explaining what went wrong. He knows because he sits down with the key people. He knows what happened. And he won't tell us because then we'll know how he messed it up. 860-522-WTIC. Quick break. We'll talk more on WTIC. Here we go. WTIC Dave in Brantford.
Hey,
sorry, Dave. I don't think I got to you yesterday.
A little reporting.
What's that?
You ready?
Yes, sir.
The windmill in New Haven Harbor is still not spinning. So the minor tropical storm with the 60-mile-an-hour wind killed the green energy windmill in New Haven Harbor.
And wait, so the windmills have a low tolerance for wind?
Apparently not enough tolerance, and so I'm here to report that this showpiece windmill in New Haven Harbor is apparently quite fragile. I don't think we need more of them, but that's just reportage. Now, the crews that were in my neighborhood, the cavalry arrived on Friday afternoon and Saturday in Brantford. No EverSource bucket trucks at all. We had Holland, Ontario was one of the, they were in packs of three. Holland, Ontario from Canada, a company called Intren from Wisconsin, and another white truck, I guess it was the Gypsy crew from Illinois. No EverSource bucket trucks at all. I don't want to make
curious.
More of it than it is, but they were all...
Well, I'm not sure what that is. That's good, I guess, if they share trucks. I mean, that's how it works, right? They use regional support.
Well,
because how could they ever have enough...
Because of the tornado in Chicago, Illinois, I guess that crew's got to go back home. The guy across the street from me didn't go back up until Saturday afternoon. That was a little slow. One more thing I might add. Over the weekend, there were two editorials, one in the Hartford Courant, more competition means renewable energy, and there was a flat-out lie in there. They're telling you, with renewable resources, we will all benefit by reduced emissions and lower prices. Lower prices is a flat-out lie. And then New Haven Register yesterday had one about natural gas is not part of Connecticut's future, and they mentioned how there's high costs and unreliability. Todd, I'm here to tell you, natural gas is by far the cheapest energy source.
And most reliable.
And the most reliable. And so that Eversource price increase, because of renewable requirements, I think those green crazies are a little bit on the run. And that's why these editorials, which are flat-out lies, are starting to appear.
Well, it makes sense, I think, that they're rushing to put those things out. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I like that. That's good. You know, a similar kind of story. The Seattle police chief said she was going to resign last night, announced her resignation. Seattle police chief, black woman, resigning because the city council voted to pull $4 million in spending from the police department's budget, so she quit. And you know, Democrats and their radicalism sometimes bumps into reality. James Windsor, hi.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Todd. How are you today?
What's going on?
Oh, okay. I basically have two things. First of all, with the electricity, I live in Windsor. And my area is near the new precinct in Windsor. And I think they, a couple of years back, they did some renovating work where they put the power lines under the ground.
So we did lose
power, but because I have an alarm system that acknowledge what's going on in my house when I'm away, and we lost power for 13 minutes. It came on and off, and I can imagine that they were switching the grid so that we could have accommodating electricity because of the precinct in the area.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
So
you're a vote in support of underground wires.
Yes. We have it in New York. When I came from New York, we have it. And every time we have, like, a storm, the electricity remains. I mean, we may get, like, a blinking and a short intermission of power outage, but it comes right back on. Mm-hmm. And another thing, I went to vote today. And, I was registered as a Democrat because I do remember registering. And I got a paper stating that I was a Democrat and told me where to go to vote. I went to the area to vote. They couldn't find me in the book. They also said that when they made a phone call, the older gentleman in charge of the voting booth, he made a phone call and said that they put me under, I didn't have a party, so therefore I could not vote because I...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.